Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe and Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebowing. Communities throughout the Thumb will be honoring those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, our freedom, this Memorial Day weekend. This is the first Memorial Day for the new veterans display at the Santa Ana County's courthouse lawn that was placed last fall. For several years, over 500 flags and plaques honoring local veterans during patriotic holidays were displayed on the courthouse lawn, which required a lot of work. The flags were replaced with a special monument with the names of veterans engraved on it. Also, a new element to display was added this year. Santa Ana County Career Center students Tyler Cahoon and Morgan Badgerow built a special box to hold paper for people who want to do rubbings of the names on the memorial as a keepsake. And Michigan homeowners can now apply for a state rebate program aimed at helping families install tornado-safe rooms. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division says applications are open through June 15th for homeowners seeking reimbursement toward FEMA-compliant storm shelters. Officials say the program comes after a severe start to the year for tornado activity in Michigan, including multiple outbreaks that caused widespread damage and several deaths across the state. If approved, homeowners could receive up to 75% of eligible construction and installation costs, with reimbursements capped at just over $7,000. The proposed program would be funded through a FEMA Resilience Grant, although federal funding has not yet been finalized. State officials plan to randomly select 50 applicants, along with 100 alternates, if additional funding becomes available. To qualify, applicants must own and live in a permanent residence in Michigan. Because the program is reimbursement-based, homeowners must wait for approval before beginning installation. Safe rooms built before approval will not qualify for payment. And authorities say a lockdown at Sherwood Elementary School was quickly resolved Thursday after an unauthorized man entered the building during the school day. According to Saginaw Township Community Schools Superintendent Jamie Kratz, the individual first entered the playground area and ignored instructions from staff to report to the main office. Officials say the man then entered the school through the door being used by another person, prompting staff to immediately activate lockdown procedures. Police responded within minutes and took the man into custody without incident. District officials say no students were harmed and the individual did not make contact with children inside the building. School leaders notified families most directly affected by the disruption and praised staff for their quick response. District officials say the incident underscores the importance of continued investment in school safety and security measures. When we come back from this Ashley sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.